For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
We got 8 minutes to play in this game. It will be Bologna's basketball as Mountain Home leads 29-23. Good job by the Lady Bombers defense to hold the Lady Eagles to a goose egg in the third quarter. Absolutely not a single point did Bologna score in that last period. The ball goes to Claire Grace Painter. We're back underway for these last 8 minutes. Ball goes over to Patterson on the left wing. Now she finds Kelly cutting into the lane. Still layup, off glass and in. Paige Kelly with 8 points. Cuts the margin back to four, 29-25. It's still a two-possession lead for Mountain Home as we are 20 seconds into this final quarter. Martin into the front court. It's a full-court man-to-man for Bologna. Now Martin dribbles up to the top. Now goes over toward the left side. Now it gets away from under Pinner. It's going to pull up at the free-throw line for the jumper. Will not go, and the ball's going to go out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Bologna, and Mountain Home with 7:17 left in the game. So Lady Bombers will inbound it, leading 29-25. Gilbert will treat an inbound pass on the near sideline. Gets in to Emma Martin. Now Martin is going to drill towards a little closer to the three-point line. And now a foul away from the ball. They're going to call Leah Jackson with an offensive foul away from the ball. I guess that's an illegal screen. That's her fourth personal foul. Team foul number three against Mountain Home. And their seventh turnover of the day. 7:08 left to play in the game. And so Bologna with a chance to make it a one-possession game on this play. Painter walks the ball into the front court for the Lady Eagles. Drills to the right side. Now ball goes up top to Mears. Mears drills to the left side, gets there, passes. Harrison's going to drill down into the lane. Now gives to Kelly just outside the lane, up top to Painter. Painter's going to pull up the free throw line, throws up top to Patterson. Patterson drills to the low block. She's going to go in for the layup. Her basket counts, and she is fouled. And if that's Leah Jackson, she's done. It is. That is her fifth personal foul, the 14th foul here in the second half against the Lady Bombers. So Lauren Patterson back at the free throw line. She now has 11 points, and she's a perfect 7 of 7 from the free throw line so far. And the free throw for Patterson is up and in. She now has 12, and it's 29-28. All of a sudden, it's a one-point game. Inbound pass goes to Emma Martin, and now Mountain Home's going to take the timeout. It'll be a full timeout. We'll break with 6:41 left to play in the game. It is now leading Bologna 29-28. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Most banks talk about services by grouping them into two categories, business or personal. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, we're a little different. Sure, we have deposit accounts specifically for business and specifically for personal use, and we have loans for individuals and loans for business and agriculture, loans for homes and loans for commercial properties. But we understand that when it comes to the business of your finances, it's really all personal. That's why we call it me banking. Let us show you what we mean at any of our Farmers and Merchants Bank locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, Mountain Home will inbound it coming out of the timeout with 6:41 left to play in the game. They lead Bologna 29-28. Lady Eagles starting off this quarter on a 5-0 run. Emma Martin takes the inbound pass. Gets it across the timeline. Goes over on the left side to Gilbert. Gilbert gives it to Yates up at the top, over to Martin on the right, down to Foreman on the low block. She's looking to make a move towards the basket. She's going to put up the jumper, will not go, and the rebound controlled by Bologna. They got a chance to take the lead back on this possession. Patterson into the front court. Goes to the right side. Now goes back up to the top. Goes over on the left side to Painter. Painter's going to drill down into the lane. Now finds Mears on the right side. Mears will dribble up to the top. Gives it to Kelly at the left elbow. Over on the right side to Painter. Less than 6 minutes left to play in this game. Painter is going to drill down to the low block. Now her pass to Kelly was knocked away and stolen by Anna Grace Foreman. That is Bologna's 7th, 8th turnover of the day. Back on the Lady Bombers. 5:43 left to play in this game. 29-28, Maps home on top. Martin drills to the left wing, gets it there to Yates. Yates will dribble to the top. Over on the right side to Gilbert. Gilbert trying to get some distance between her and her defender. Now kicks out to Foreman on the right side. Up top to Yates. Yates will dribble toward the right side. Now gives it to Martin up at the top. 5:15 left. Now the official starts counting as Painter gets a little closer. Martin kicks out to Yates in the right corner. She's going to drill to the low block. For the layup, no good, but draws contact. She'll head to the free throw line with 5:05 left. That is on Brandi Rotman. That is her second personal foul. 15th foul against Bologna here in the second half. First free throw for Ashton Yates is up and in. So one more to shoot to try to crease Mountain Home's lead a little bit further. Second shot for Yates is up. She gets both. She has 8 points. Mountain Home's lead back to 3, 31-28 our score. A little over 5 minutes left in this game. Here is Painter across the timeline for the Lady Eagles. Dribbles on the right side. Now up top to Mears. Mears fakes out her defenders. Going to pull up for the three. Misses everything. Goes out of bounds. And it will be Mattone's basketball with 4:51. By the way, one thing I do want to mention, Lainey Mears, she is actually the niece of Mattone Athletic Director Mitch Husky. Coming in now for Bologna is Lainey White, as she'll replace player Grace Painter. Again, 4:51 left in this game. Mattone will inbound the ball, leading 31-28. Cross-court baseball pass to Kate Gilbert. She's going to get it. Now has the ball knocked away from her. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Patterson. Mattone will inbound it under their own basket with 4:48 left. Kate Gilbert will trigger the inbound pass underneath the basket. Gets to Martin on the left, right side. Gives it back to Gilbert. Gilbert has there on the wing. Now dribbles. Now gives it back to Martin. Martin's going to drill down towards the lane. And they're going to call an offensive foul or a foul? Nope, it's going to be a foul against Bologna. I thought they were going to call a push-off on Martin for a moment. 4:35, let's play in this game. I believe they got Lainey White with that foul. That is her third personal foul. That is the 16th foul against Bologna. Next one, we'll put Mattone in the bonus. Now, before we inbound it, stoppage of play. I'm not sure what the issue is. They're going to talk to the official. Is still going to talk to the scorer's table. Right now, it's 4:35. Let's play. Okay, so they got resolved, whatever it was. Kate Gilbert will inbound the ball on the baseline. Gets into Yates in the paint. And now, fouls will be called. 1-1 coming up for Ashton Yates. 4:33 left in this game. That is on Lainey Mears. That is her second personal foul. 17th foul against the Lady Eagles. So Ashton Yates hits a free throw line, where so far she is 2 of 2 with 8 points. First free throw for Yates is up and good. So it's now a two-possession game once again. Ashton Yates with one more free throw. Her second shot is up, and she gets close. 33-28, Matt's home leading at a little over 4.5 minutes left in this game. Mears across the timeline, throws over on the left side to Patterson. Patterson takes the screen. She's going to pull up for the three. Will not go. Foreman gets the rebound. She'll kick it out to Gilbert. Gilbert will throw it back to Foreman. Now the ball goes over to Martin, who gets it into the front court. Martin's going to dribble, throw it to Payne in the left corner. Now Her pass to Payne was knocked away. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Bologna. Mount inbounded on the nearest sideline with 4:10 left in this contest. 33-28, Lady Bombers leading it by two possessions. Gilbert will inbound it on the nearest sideline. Gets in to Martin. Martin's going to get by her defender. That boy, crowd wanting a foul call. I can't say I blame them, but they're not going to get it. Now Foreman has up top. Over back over to Martin. Martin's going to dribble down towards the lane. Kicks out to Yates in the corner. Back to Martin on the right side. Less than 4 minutes left in this game. Martin dribbles back towards the paint. Now kicks out to Yates. Back to Martin. Right now, it looks like Lady Bombers trying to milk this clock as much as they can. Martin now being double-teamed. Kicks up top to Foreman. Foreman almost has the ball knocked away from her, but is able to keep it. Now ball goes back to Martin. And now stoppage of play. They're going to call. I think they're going to call a warning on Bologna head coach Alvin Riley. Yep, they're calling a bench warning on Bologna. I guess they say Riley was not in his coach's box. 3:32 left to play in this game. Mount Home inbound on the far sideline, leading 33-28. Ball goes into Martin. Now up top to Gilbert. Gilbert trying to get some distance now from our defender. Now it's being double-teamed. Now kicks it out to Martin. Now back to Gilbert. Mears was trying to go for the steal. It didn't get it. Ball goes to Foreman in the lane. Her layup is good. It's a three-possession game. Foreman with 6 points. 35-28. Lady Bombers leading at 3:10 left in this game. Here's Mears back the other way, going down into the lane for the layup. No good, but Emma Martin has just fouled out. Emma Martin is heading to the bench.
With 4 points.
So Emma Martin will have to sit the remaining 306 on the bench. And it will be Lainey Mears at the free throw line for the first time today. She has 3 points so far this afternoon. So Emma Martin will actually be replaced by her sister, Abby Martin. So, again, Lainey Mears at the free throw line. Mears' first free throw is up. Good. That makes it a two-possession game once again. One more free throw for Mears. Second shot is up, and she gets both. And now Bologna is going to take a full timeout. We'll break with 3:06 left to play in the game. It is Mountain Home leading Bologna 35-30. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Knox Orthopedics, their wish would be that no one of any age is injured while playing a sport they love. But sometimes an athlete does suffer an unexpected injury. They can fix that. Their three highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are prepared to help by evaluating and treating your injuries, getting you back on the road to recovery, and playing that game you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or online at knoxorthopedics.com.
Carol Morgan came to Arvest Bank needing to get a loan. Let's hear what happens.
So, Carol, good news. You're approved for this loan and at this interest rate.
Yay, that's great.
You also mentioned you have some credit card debt. Would you be interested in rolling that into this loan so you're paying off that credit card at this same rate?
Really?
Yep, then it's all just one payment instead of two.
Wow, that's...
helpful?
Very helpful.
Personal loans made easy. Arvest Bank. Ready to help.
Well, Mount Home will inbound the ball with 3:06 left playing this game as they lead 35-30. Yes, and Yates will turn the inbound pass. Gets into Kate Gilbert. Gilbert's trying to avoid a double team in the backcourt. Now gets it to Yates. Yates will dribble it down. Has the ball knocked away from her. A foul is going to be called, though. And another one-on-one opportunity for Aston Yates with 2:56 left. I believe they got Lainey Mears with that foul. That is her third personal foul. Team foul number 8 against the Lady Eagles. Aston Yates back to the free throw line. First shot is up and in. So, again, she earns a bonus. And if she gets this next one, it'll again be a three-possession game. Again, 2:56 left to play in this game. Yates, second shot is up and in. She now has 12 points. Six of those coming here in the fourth quarter, all at the free throw line. Patterson into the front court. Ball goes down to Rodman on the low block. She's looking to make a move towards the lane for the layup. No good, but a foul's going to be called, a late foul, and two shots coming up for Brandi Rodman with 2:44 left Abby Martin's going to pick up team foul against the Lady Bombers. I'm sorry, 16 foul. And so Brandi Rodman will be at the free throw line for the first time today. She has yet to score in this game until now. She gets the first one. It's back to a two-possession game. So one more free throw for Rodman. Second shot is up, and she gets both. Brandi Rodman with her first 2 points. 37-32, Lady Bombers leading it. 2:44 left. Inbound pass goes to Foreman. And now travel is going to be called on Anna Grace Foreman. That is Mapstone's eighth turnover of the day. And Bologna is going to get the ball back with a chance to make it a one-possession game. 2:41 left. And White will trigger the inbound pass. Gets down to two Rodman. I'm sorry, to Patterson. Back to White. Her three-pointer will not go. Rebound takes down by Ashley Yates. Back on the Lady Bombers. Yates into the front court. Dribbling on the right side. Now she's being triple teamed. Kicked out to Payne. Payne's going to try to get some distance between her and her defender. Now she picks up her drill, and a foul's going to be called. No, a timeout. Now Tom's going to take a full timeout. We'll break with 2:25 left to play in this game. It is Mountain Home leading Bologna 37-32. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball. It's 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Most banks talk about services by grouping them into two categories, business or personal. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, we're a little different. Sure, we have deposit accounts specifically for business and specifically for personal use, and we have loans for individuals and loans for business and agriculture, loans for homes and loans for commercial properties. But we understand that when it comes to the business of your finances, it's really all personal. That's why we call it me banking. Let us show you what we mean at any of our Farmers and Merchants Bank locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mapstone Home inbounds the ball on the far sideline with 2:25 left to play in this game. They lead Bologna 37-32. Gilbert takes the inbound pass, dribbling it. Now trying to avoid a double team. Finds Payne in the corner. Now Payne is being double teamed, and a jump ball is going to be called or an out of bounds. I guess it was knocked out of bounds, and so it will be Mapstone Home's basketball. Last touch by Bologna. 2:12 left. Ashton Yates will inbound it once again on the far sideline. Throws it up top to Foreman. Now gives it back to Gilbert. Gilbert's about to be met by a double team. Throws it to Foreman. Back to Gilbert. Now back to Foreman. Back to Gilbert. 2 minutes left. Gilbert's dribbling. Now finds Foreman at the free throw line. Up top to Yates. Over to Gilbert on the right side. Now over to Yates. Yates will be fouled from behind. Another 1-1 coming up. This will be the last 1-1 for Mountain Home, as it's the 19th foul against Bologna, and it will be called on Lauren Patterson. That's her second personal foul. So Ashton Yates back at the free throw line with 1:52 left. First shot is up and good. So she again earns a bonus. Checking in for Bologna is Paige Kelly, as she will replace Brandi Rodman. So Ashton Yates with one more free throw to try to make it a three-possession game once again. Second shot is up and good. She has 14 points, 8 of those coming here in the fourth quarter here at the free throw line alone. 39-32, Lady Bombers leading it. Balls with Painter. 1:45 left in this game. Painter has on the right side. She'll drill down to the low block. Now kicks out to White. Now Patterson has on the right side. Patterson's going to drill down to the elbow. Now goes to the low block for the layup. No good, but draws contact, and she'll head to the free throw line with 1:32 left. Abby Martin picks up her second personal foul. That is the 17th foul. The Lauren Patterson at the free throw line. First shot is up and in. So it's back to a two-possession game. Brandi Rodman's going to check back in for the Lady Eagles as Paige Kelly will take a seat. One more free throw for Patterson with 1:32 left. Second shot is up, and she gets both. She now has 14 points. And pass goes to Anne Grace Foreman. She'll be fouled in the backcourt. Two shots coming up for Mountain Home with a minute and a half left. So Anna Grace Foreman at the free throw line. We're so far. Again, exactly a minute and a half left. Brandi Robbins going to come back out of the game, being replaced by Paige Kelly. So one more free throw for Foreman. Second shot is up, and she gets both. 8 points for Anna Grace Foreman. 41-34, Lady Bombers leading at less than a minute and a half. Here's Harrison back the other way, going down to the lane. Finds Kelly for the easy half good, and Bologna quickly takes the timeout. Paige Kelly with 10 points. And we'll break with 1:23 left to play in the game. It is Mountain Home leading Bologna 41-36. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons: Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site x-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
1:23 left to play in this game. Mountain Home will inbound the ball, leading a 41-36. Inbound pass goes to Emily Payne. Now back to Aston Yates. Yates will get it across the timeline, being met by a double team. Now throws it up to Foreman. Now Gilbert has up the top. Now she's met by a double team, and now a pushing foul is going to be called on Bologna with 1:12 left. And so Kate Gilbert going to the free throw line for the first time. I'm sorry, for the second time today. A foul is on Lainey Mears. That's her fourth personal foul. That's home already in the double bonus. So Kay Gilbert's first free throw is up and good. Paige Kelly's going to check back in for Bologna, replacing Brandi Rotman. Again, 1:12 left in this game as Gilbert has one more free throw to try to make it a three-possession game. Once again, second shot is up, and she gets both. She now has 16 points. 43-36, Lady Bombers leading it. Back comes Patterson, dribbling to the left elbow, going to the low block, going in for the layup. A hard shot was blocked. Oh, they're going to stay out of bounds off of Bologna, and it will be Mount Town's basketball with 1:04 left. Big call there. Inbound pass will be triggered by Aston Yates. She gets in Anna Grace Foreman. Back to Yates. Now Yates will give it to Gilbert. Now back to Yates, who's going to have the ball knocked away from her. A late foul call on Bologna, though, and I believe Lainey Mears has just fouled out. She has. That is Lainey Mears' fifth personal foul. She will head to the bench with 5 points, and she'll be replaced by Brandi Rotman. 57.3 seconds left in this game as Aston Yates will be back at the free throw line, where so far she is a perfect 8 of 8 with 14 points. Yates' first free throw is up. Good. Nothing but net. So one more free throw for Yates. Second shot is up, and she gets both. She now has 16 points, and Mount Jones lead up to 9. 45-36, 57 seconds left. Patterson will take the inbound pass, bring it into the front court. Won't pull up for the three on the right side. Misses everything. Ball goes out of bounds, and it will be Mount Jones basketball with 51.9 seconds left. Yates inbounds to Foreman. Back to Yates. Now she gets it to Payne. Now to Foreman. Foreman will dribble. Now picks over drill. Gets it to Gilbert. Now to Emily Payne. She's going to be fouled from behind. And Emily Payne heading to the free throw line for the first time today with 42.1 seconds left. And Mount Home is 42 seconds left from knocking off one of the top teams in the state. Lainey White has just fouled out of this game. She did not score. So she'll head to the bench. Emily Payne at the free throw line for the first time today. And Bologna still has to find a sub, but they're using all the 30 seconds they're allotted. And so they finally do as Riley Bridges comes in. So, again, 42.1 left on the clock as Emily Payne has two shots at the line. First shot is up and good. And that makes a four-possession game and should pretty much put the game out of reach for the Lady Eagles. Payne's second shot is up, and she misses the second, gets one of two, and the rebound comes to Bologna. Back comes Patterson. Patterson's going to drill down to the lane, going in for the layup off the glass and in. And Bologna is going to take a quick 30-second timeout as Lauren Patterson now has 16 points. We'll break with 34.8 seconds left. It is Mountain Home leading Bologna 46-38. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Carol Morgan came to Arvest Bank needing to get a loan. Let's hear what happens.
So, Carol, good news. You're approved for this loan and at this interest rate.
Yay, that's great.
You also mentioned you have some credit card debt. Would you be interested in rolling that into this loan so you're paying off that credit card at this same rate?
Really?
Yep, then it's all just one payment instead of two.
Wow, that's...
helpful?
Very helpful.
Personal loans made easy. Arvest Bank. Ready to help.
Well, Bologna taking the timeout. A little bit of confusion down on the scores table. You know, they because they were saying it should have been a 30, but because I think Bologna's out of full timeouts. But anyway, so anyway, it's about now both teams finally do come out on the floor. And so, Mountain Home will inbound it, leading by 8. 46-38 is our score. And I think they put 60 seconds on the timer accidentally, so now they're just going to let it tick on down before we get started back up. Now, here we go. All right, so 34.8 seconds left on the clock. Mount Home is just a little bit away. But before Mount Home inbounds the pass, Bologna is actually going to go ahead and commit the foul. Pretty good idea. It takes no time off the clock. That foul was called on Madeline Tipton, who checked in during the timeout. That's her first personal foul. Kate Gilbert at the free throw line, where so far she is 4-4 with 16 points. First free throw is up and in. And she'll try to make it a double-digit lead once again. Checking back in for the Lady Eagles is Riley Bridges. It's Claire Grace Painter will take a seat. So Kate Gilbert with one more free throw to shoot. Second shot is up, and she gets both. 18 points on the day, 48-38, Lady Bombers on top. 30 seconds left as Patterson goes back in the lane for the layup. It rolls around and finally drops in, and Bologna is going to go ahead and take their final timeout of the day. 27.3 seconds left. It is Mountain Home leading Bologna 48-40. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Knox Orthopedics, they put you first. They know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. That's why their three highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check them out, knoxorthopedics.com.
Addison Yates will inbound the ball with 27.3 seconds left as Mountain Home leads Bologna 48-40. It goes into Anna Grace Foreman, and she's going to be fouled in the backcourt. So Anna Grace Foreman will head to the free throw line with 24.5 seconds left. Riley Bridges picks up her second personal foul. Again, Lady Bombers already in the double bonus. Anna Grace Foreman so far 6 of 8 from the free throw line with 8 points. So Foreman's first free throw is up. Will not go. So stay a 3-possession game, even if she gets this next one. Foreman's second shot is up. And good. She gets one of two. She now has 9 points. Back comes Bologna. Patterson, 49-40, Mount Holmes lead. Patterson throws it over in the corner to Mackenzie Floyd. Her three-pointer's up and in. Bologna can't stop the clock, though. They're out of timeout. Inbound pass will be going in, will be contributed by Emily Payne. She gives it to Gilbert, now gives it to Yates. Now a baseball pass to Gilbert, who gets it across the timeline, 3 seconds left, and Gilbert will be fouled from behind with seven, and the Mount Holmes crowd is going wild, as they know they are less than 3 seconds away from upsetting Bologna here in the first round. That foul is called on Mackenzie Floyd. That is her first personal foul. Gilbert gets the first free throw. She's got one more to shoot. And misses the second one. The rebound's controlled by Bologna. They will try one last heave. The buzzer, no good. And Mount Holmes is going to get the 7-point victory and advance to the quarterfinals. Congratulations to Mount Holmes. They pull off this win over a very good Lady Eagle team here and get the 7-point win. And they will move on to play either Watson Chapel or Hot Springs on Thursday. Our final score today, Mount Holmes defeats Bologna 50-43. We'll check our final numbers in a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi, it's me, your nose. I'm so congested. Use the Vicks Cydex Nasal Spray, would you? Mouth breather. Yeah, the Vicks Cydex Nasal Spray. Starts working in seconds and lasts for up to 12 hours.
I can breathe again. Vicks Cydex Nasal Spray is incredible. I feel like a whole new nose. Oh, let's buy a new car so we can smell it. Oh, we're really breathing now.
For nasal congestion relief, get Vicks Cydex and breathe freely fast. Use as directed.
From the moment her granddad put her face on the package, little Debbie's been the sweetheart of American Snackage. And so when you're out shopping with a family to please, grab some little Debbie treats for spontaneous parties. Oh, and breakfasts and lunches, they make great road trip food. Grab all your favorite varieties for any time you're in the mood. From our family to yours, we take pride in what we make. So hit the store and unwrap a smile, because today...